Welcome to Shanghai Comedy Corner Podcast, Special Chicago. This is part 8 of a panel discussion about Del Close. The panel discussion was hosted by Shauna Halpern at the Del Close Theatre at the IO in Chicago. The guests were David Pasquese, Caesar Jamie, Kim Hallward-Johnson, and Noah Gregoropoulos. Question 8 is about a poster a student saw somewhere in the IO Theatre, and also about the influence of drugs after Del Close cleaned up his act.
...or a flag or some kind of
painting
in the Mission Theater, Hands Off Drugs.
And it says, don't do drugs.
No.
Do
drugs, hands off. It's from a TV show that we made. It was, it's deliberately the wrong, seemingly wrong grammar. Because Joel Murray had lost his hand in an industrial accident because he was high.
Not really. This is the
and so, hands off drugs.
And
set designer surprised us with that. She knew that she didn't know Del. She knew that we were huge fans, and she made that poster for us for that episode.
So, like in the show, it was kind of like the boss. But in fact, Del's theory was, if you ever see that commercial where it says, when they crack an egg, they go, this is your brain on drugs. Remember that commercial? Del's tagline to that was, now you're cooking.
so that's kind of a follow-up question to that. So he cleaned up on several drugs as he got older. Did he ever talk about the impact or the value or the negative consequences?
Well, I will say this. First of all, the one thing that he thought was very ironic is that the only drug that killed him was one that was legal. That was cigarettes. That was the only drug he couldn't get. So that was ironic. He did think he was a better person on certain drugs. He thought he was more creative on certain drugs. He was a different person on different drugs. Earlier in his life, he was very sexual. That might have been the speed time, you think? I don't know.
But also, I think he was all for the appetite for experience, and he admired that. He would never tell anyone not to do anything. I know that he didn't like what he became on. He stopped doing coke. He's like, he would never in a million years do more coke because he didn't like what happened. I think he was up for the experience and would certainly not condemn that in anyone else.
He hated booze, though. I mean, that was the one thing he hated more than anything, probably, because he was that did more damage to him than probably any drug he took. He wasn't big into LSD. He didn't drop much acid, but that was back when, in the late 50s, early 60s, that was when everybody was experimenting with it, the intellectuals. Later on, it just became like this hedonistic thing that yuppies would do, and he just hated that idea of it. Want to tell the Air Force story?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This is also one of those, when he'd open for Harold's, he'd do bits at the beginning. This was one of those stories, too.
Yeah, he used to talk about when he was out in New York, he signed up for this. You always want to... if there's any way to get the government's drugs, go for it, because they had the purest, best drugs,
and
best quality drugs.
LSD wasn't even out on the market yet, but they were still...
It was still legal back then, LSD was. And so he signed up for this, some kind of experimental program.
It was to
test claustrophobia, I think.
Okay.
You know, back when they were developing it for the space program. And he did it a few times, and he kind of got freaked out, and... decided not to go back. And then a year later, he gets this letter from the Air Force, which was NASA was part of at that time. Dear Mr. Close, you owe the U.S. government two dreams.
Yeah, because it was dream therapy, or dream experiments, I guess you should say. And in fact, when the IRS was coming after him and I found the letter in the pile, I said to him, oh, you got a letter from the government. And he goes, oh, it's probably about the fact that I owe them dreams. And I was like, no, you owe them money. That's how these stories would unfold to me all the time. It's like, you owe them a dream, and then he would tell me this sleep experiment that he did with LSD with the government. And it would just be the craziest time. I'd hear so many crazy things just by trying to live a normal life without